Okay, over today and tomorrow I'd like to try to complete the sugya of Pagi Nisiknasa and go through the three rayas, which are pretty quick rayas in the Gemara. I just want to review one more time and hit a nakuda, both a nakuda and explanation, and a nakuda that's answered with the stifler that I mentioned last week, which I think is one of the ikker pael yaitse of the sugya pagan niska finasa. I told you last week in the name of the stifler, I think I mentioned it both on Wednesday and on Thursday, is that the stifler made the point that to be a mu'id, you need two things. You need that it should be mishuna. That the says that a tam is mishona, it should be ois mishona to become, it should be orchei to become a mu'id. So that it's chati nezek, when it's mishona, it's orchei, it's nezek shalim. And you also need, we pass kapaga niska knasa, so you need that because a man it's not becheska shimur, it's a tam. And when it's becheska shimur, the says when the bailam have an achrayis to be shimer it, then it becomes a mu'id. The stapler's point was that you need both of them. As long as you have one of the two, it remains a tam. The stapler calls it an animal that's mamutza, it's in middle. If you have an animal that has one condition and not the other, for example, one of the stapler's examples I mentioned last week was if you have a shar tam, and Eliyahu Navi would tell you that this animal is going to be mazik. So it's still Mishunah. Eliyahu is telling you, it's going to do something Mishunah. It's a Mishunah dikah thing for this animal to be mazik. But it's not Becheska Shimur, because you know it's going to go out and try to be mazik. So here you have an animal that's in between. It's Taka Mishunah, it should be a Tam. But it's not Becheska Shimur, so it should be a Mu'id. So on that, so the stifler, that's a Geder HaMamutza, that's somewhere in between. And it remains a tam, even though it has only one of the two conditions. To become a mu'id, you need both conditions. He said that's also the pshat by mu'id lemin echad, einay mu'id lemin sheini. Let's say you have an animal that's a mu'id to kick shvarim, and not to kick kvasim. So it's a mu'id for shvarim and not for kvasim. So legabe kvasim, it's taka mishona, it has one condition of tam. But it's not becheska shimur. The bailam have to be shimur it when it goes in the street. Because the street has shvarim and kvasim. So it's not becheska shimur. Since the bailam have an achrayis of shmira, it should need a shmira gemura. It should be a mu'id. So it's like this type, no. But since it's still mishona to kick kvasim, so it has one of the two conditions. Anytime it has one of the two, there remains a tam until it's a full mu'id, until it's totally a mu'id. This is the aside of the stipler from last week. The stipler adds a piece to this to answer a stiras Rambam. The Rambam is going on the inyan that we had in the beginning of the parak. If mu'id lo adam, have a mu'id lo behema. If mu'id lo behema, have a mu'id lo adam. So there seems to be a stira. In Hilchus Niskei Mamim, when it talks about being mazik, the Rambam says that mu'ud l'behema einoi mu'ud l'adam. Lo yihava mu'ud l'adam. That adam and behema are two different meaning. And the Rambam says that mu'ud l'adam lo yihava mu'ud l'behema. And me'ele mu'ud l'behema certainly is not a mu'ud l'adam. So they're not mu'ud one for the other. Which is fine. In Hilchus Kaifer, when it comes to paying Kaifer for killing, the Rambam says that if you have a mu'ud l'behema and it kills someone, it's chayiv Kaifer. It has a din of a mu'ud, and it's chayiv Kaifer. So the Magen Mishnah asks, why? The Rambam passed the mu'ud l'behema is not a mu'ud l'adam. So if you mazik an adam, it's not. If you kill Adam, it is. Well, what's shot in the Rambam? So Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds Hezek is different than Hariga. why the words don't make sense. Either it's a mu'ud l'behema, either it's the teva is it does kick an adam, or teva is it doesn't kick an adam. How can it be for one thing and not for another thing? The animal, when it's kicking, doesn't know if it's going to kill or if it's going to injure. The animal kicks a person or gores a person. The animal's not smart enough to know if he's going to kill it or injure it. You say, if it injures it, it's a tam. If it kills it, it's a mu'ud. What's going on? So the stipler answers in line with what we're discussing. He says, this behema, that's a mu'ud lebehema, and not a mu'ud la'adam, is what he calls a behema hamamutza. It's in the middle. Look, mishona, it's mishona for it to kick an adam. But b'cheska shimor, it's not b'cheska shimor. Because l'maisa, it's an animal that's a mu'ud, it's an animal that you have to guard. It's not b'cheska shimor, but it is mishona to kick an adam. So the stipler says that how do we decide if it's in between whether it changes to a mu'ud or not? How do we know if it has one siman of a tam and one siman of a mu'ud? How do you know what to make it? It says you look at the lashon of the Torah. The Torah talks about a tam, and then it says if it's mu'ud bebaylov, if the owners are one, so then it becomes a mu'ud. So the lashon of the Torah is it starts with tam. It says there's a way to become a mu'ud. So since the Torah talks that way, that means it's becheskas tam. To become a mu'ud, it needs all the conditions to become a mu'ud. So that's our sugya, that you need, the way we're saying all along, that go from tam to mu'ud, you need both conditions. By kaifer, the lashon haTorah is the reverse. The Torah says, I'm kaifer yushasalav. Torah says kaifer, which is talking about a mu'ud. It's one pasuk, v'shein, regel, keren mu'ud. The Torah says a parsha that you pay kaifer. It doesn't start with a parsha of tam. There's no parsha of tam. That isn't kaifer yushasalav. So v'nasam v'flilim. What does it say that you have to pay? How do we know a tam doesn't pay? We learn it out of Baal HaShar Naki. The Gemara says a mem aleph. That Baal HaShar Naki. That when is the Baal HaShar Naki? That if it's a tam, that is Naki from paying. From paying kaifer. So the Torah starts by kaifer with mu'ud. It says if you become a tam, you have a p'tur kaifer. So here it's the other way around. Here it's stama, the behemoth is a mu'ud. You have to become a tam to have a p'tur. So by kaifer, you have to have both simonim of a tam to be potter. That's the saibi mishona and saibi b'cheska shimur. If it's begeder hamamutza by kaifer, it still pays kaifer. Because the stama of the Torah is mechayiv kaifer. It says if you become a tam, you have a p'tor kaifer. So then you have to have both simonim of a tam. Normally by mazik, you're a tam even with one sin. Because to become a mu'ud, you need both simonim. Ois mishona and ois cheskashima. My shein came by kaifer, since the lashon haTorah is the reverse. So it goes the other way around, and the Geder Amamutza comes out, Lagabi Kaifer, it has a din Mu'ed, Lagabi Nezikin has a din Tam, which is what the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah say. This is the Stipler's, basically, as you say, in Karen, regarding the two conditions of Karen. We once talked about a third condition, Kavanosa Lahazik, we're not even talking about it here. Mr. Shem will get back to it. We talked. Karen's Mishona, Cheskashima. We once talked about Kavanos Elahazik. If Karen needs Kavanos Elahazik, so that'll be a third possible condition. So we're going to come back to that again. Okay, let's see. The Gemara has three Toshmas. What's interesting is all three Toshmas are Rayas, the Paganiska Mamayna. And all three, it sounds like the Teretz is a Daichik Teretz. It says to Yufta. And yet, we pass in Paganiska Knas, so we're going to pass in that way anyway. So let's do these three Toshmas. Toshma, the first one. Ma ben tam lamuid. This is the Mishnah at the end of this parak. Shatam mishalim chasi nezek magufay. Lamuid mishalim nezek shalom in aliyah. That we all know. A tam, A, it's chasi nezek, and B, it's magufay. Lamuid, A, it's nezek shalom, B, it's min aliyah. Frekti Gemara, Yisa. if it's true that Palganiska is Kanasa or the Sinamiha, it should say another chilik. Tamein Mishal Apiatsmai, Bulu Mishal Apiatsmai. Why doesn't it say that chilik? And for the Gemara, Tana Bishayer. The Mishnah left one out. Right? Gemara, my Shayer, the High Shayer. You can't leave one out. You have a cloud. The Mishnah never leaves out one thing. If it's only missing one, it would bother to say it. It only leaves it out when it's more than one. So the Gemara, Shayer, Chatzi Kaifer. It left out Chatzi Kaifer that a Tam is Potter from Chatzi Kaifer. It says that a Muad pays Kaifer, a Tam is Potter Lagamri. So Shayer Chatzi Kaifer, it left out the Ptur of Chatzi Kaifer. That's after Taisha Gemara. Imishim Chatzi Kaifer Lashirahu. How about if you say, Galili, Damar Tamisharim Chatzi Kaifer? So if the Gemara, that's no riot. Because the Chayra now it's a proof Palganiska Knosa. Because this is left out Kaifer, what else did it leave out? It has to be a left out Maida B'Knas Potter. So Gemara says, no, it's Rabbi Yaisi Aguilu. The truth is, if you think it through, when you finish this Gemara, you should know that Halacha is Palganiska Knosa. How? When you learn these three lines, you really proved that the Halacha is Palganiska Knosa. Yechapel? Because the Gemara, no, we don't pass it basically.
We have to
spell
it up basically.
Right. The Gemara is saying, look, there's a Mishnah, and it can't leave out one thing. It has to leave out two or none. So the Gemara is ending up that Yena Mishnah left out Chatzi Kaifer. It said difference is Tam and Muad. It didn't say Muad pays Kaifer and Tam pays nothing. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Tamis Mishalim Chatzi Kaifer, so you can learn that Mishnah left out nothing. Left out nothing, because Paganiska Mamaina. And that Mishnah left out zero things, because it didn't leave out Paganiska because we passed him a Mamaina, and didn't leave out Chatzi Kaifer because we passed him a Rabbi Yosi. So, it's totally Zebizeh. You can only say Paganiska Mamaina if you pass him a Rabbi Yosi. Hey, yes, we do not pass the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So it comes out that Mishnah did leave out Chatzi Kaifer. The Mishnah is missing Chatzi Kaifer. So now let's go Kasha. The Mishnah is missing Chatzi Kaifer. My Shaya, the High Shaya. It's the only thing left out. You're going to have to answer me that Palganiska Kanasa. And since Palganiska Kanasa, that's left out a second thing. But if you hold Palganiska Mamaila, then it didn't leave out a second thing. If you don't pass on Kribesi Aglili, you're muchav to pass the Paganiska Knossel. That's from this Shait Levitaria comes out that you have to pass in, you have to pass like that. That's what Taisis E. Mishum is coming to tell us. Taisis E. Mishum is saying, the Likshi would be Shver Laman Yom Paganiska Mamayin, the Mashai, the Hashai. So he can only make sense if he's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, otherwise it's Shreya. The bottom choice is Yisra Kasha. If we say it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so is there a difference between Tam and Muad by Kaifer? Is there a difference? B'chaira. There's still a difference. Muad pays whole Kaifer, and Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer. In fact, Taisis, why didn't it say, even Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it should have said, Muad pays whole Kaifer, Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer. And also, it should have said, a second Chilek, that Muad pays Kaifer even when the Behemah is Skila, because it pays an Aliyah. And Tam doesn't pay Kaifer if the animal gets skila, because it's only Magulfai. So Taisus has these two kashas. First line, Hadimud Mishalim Kaifer Shalim Etam Chatzi Kaifer. Why doesn't it say that? So Taisus Lav Shiuru. That's not a Shiur. Da'atana Etam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Umud Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Kaifer Bechlau. The first kasha he answers, Kaifer, it's included in the words of the Mishnah.
The second kasha, he says the same terrors. In Tamer, Akati, listening wound Misham Kaifer Afka Shashar Beskila, the Tagshu Beskila Pata Filo Biasi Akalili, the Avila Bezim Yishalam Love. So again, Taisus says, Yeshlai Meshul Bechlal, that's included, Shetam Mishal Fatina Zemagufa. So Taisus says that that's all included really in the Mishnah. Shlaima Zalman, in the Mechash Shlaima, it's probably in the new Mechash Shlaima Bava Kama too, but in the Chuvis, I think Simon Tzadik, he talks about Kaifer. He says a chiddush regarding Kaifer. First of all, you have to know that we all are familiar, I assume, with the concept of Kufra Kapara. That the Pash Pshat in Kaifer is that at some level of Kapara, the Torah says by Kaifer that Gamba Olav Yumas. Bim Kaifer, Yushas Olav, and Nasa Bafil. It says Gamba Olav Yumas. Really, the Bala Shar is Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. But in Kaifer Yushas Olav, which we understand means a Chiyuv, you pattern from Misa Bidei Shemayim by paying Kaifer. Kufra Kapara. The Mandi Yama Kufra Mamayna, but there's also Maida to a certain degree. There's Bamak and Misa Bidei Shemayim. What's Pshat in this Taisus? Taisus says that a tam pays only chatzi kaifer. That's included in the regular, all the rules of a tam. A tam always pays half price. So by kaifer, it also pays half price. Mechatesi. Maybe when a person's chayim misa b'nei shemayim, so he's got to pay kaifer. He's got to get himself off the hook. By mamin, so he pays half. But by means, if he's chayim mamanashach, if he's chayim misa b'nei shemayim, he should have to pay the whole kaifer. Elamai, since it's a tam, he's not chayim misa b'nei shemayim. When the tam kills, he's not chayim misa b'nei shemayim. So then you don't need a kapara, so you should be patur legamri. How could Taisus say that chatzi kaifer is memelum? We understand chatzi kaifer because the tam always pays half. By mamin, it pays half. What does it have to do with kapara? When somebody's a kapara, there's no half. He gives a marshal. If someone eats a kazayas of nevela, he gets malchus. If he eats chatzi shir of nevela, he doesn't get half malchus. He doesn't get malchus. A shir needs a kapara, and a chatzi shir doesn't need a kapara. What's pshat in the Taisvis, that it's automatic. If tam is always half price, it's half kaifer also. Things that are kapara are different. For example, writes who peloi, it's a pela. He says the whole Taisus. How can you compare? How could Taisus say the rules of kaifer are included in the rules of mamin? Mechetesi. Mamin is chiyuve mamin. If I owe you money, I owe you money, whatever the rules are. And kaifer is for a kapara for misvidei shemayim. Well, what does one have to do with the other? So Shlomo Zalman says he aside. With this aside, he answers, I don't know, six or seven different Gemaras regarding Kaifer. Before I tell you the aside, just so you should understand it better, I want to tell you a similar aside we had once upon a time. I don't know if I had it this year, last year. But there's a mitzvah saseh of Pidyon Abed, to be paid to your oldest child, your oldest son. Mitzvah Pidyon Abed. Pidyon HaBen is a halach in Yerodeya. It's not a halach in Chashem Ishbara, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. You don't go to Din Torah over Pidyon HaBen. It's a mitzvah saseh to be paid to your son. What's the halach when someone has twins, a boy and a girl, and it's a suffix, we don't know what came out first. For whatever reason, the woman gave birth to twins, and it was a bahala in the birthing room, and they don't know if the boy came out first or if the girl came out first. If the boy came out first, there's a chiyuv pinyan aben. If the girl came out first, then there's no chiyuv pinyan aben. Then the bechor is not a bechor. Then the boy is not a bechor. So you know what the din is? What's the halacha by suffik by bechor? Anybody? What? The din is hamaytzi mechaveirei olav harayim. Zayshtein gemara, zayshtein shulchan aruch.
Haritapela. Maitin Chavel Haraya. It's a Safik Dairaisa. Mitzvah Saseh Dairaisa. You have a Safik Mitzvah Saseh. The Torah is a Mitzvah Pidyan Aben. And the Mitzvah Pidyan Aben is a Mitzvah Dairaisa. And you have a Safik Mitzvah Dairaisa. Why, if it's a 50-50 chance of Yechayiv, every other mitzvah, if you're misupik about every other mitzvah saseh, if you're not sure if you heard shayfa, you're not sure if you shook a lulav, you're not sure if you sat in a kosher sukkah, if it's a safik, we say safik daras lachumra. Why by pidyon aben don't we say safik daras lachumra? So how do you decide? Now pidyon aben, the Torah gave over to dinei mamonis. It's masor l'dinei mamon. From wherever we learn it, but Pidyon HaBen is given over to Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat. And even though Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah d'Oraisa, it's a mitzvah, but it doesn't have the rules of the mitzvah. It has a rule of Dinei Mamonis. It's Mosor to Dinei Mam. That's the klal by Pidyon HaBen, which says in many Achrayim that Pidyon HaBen is Mosor to Dinei Mam. The Torah creates a chayv, and you have to pay the chayv with Dinei Mam. That's Pidyon HaBen. Rav Shlomo Zalman says exactly the same thing by Kaifer. He says, even though in the Makar, in the aside of Kaifer, Kufra Kapara, Kufra is to be Mechapar, someone's Chayim used to be the Shemayim, he needs a Kapara. Even though in the aside Hadavar, it's Taka Takadina kapara misvidei shemayim, but in din of paying, of when you pay, it's mosor to dinei mamonis. There's all the rules of nizikin. How do we know that? If it's a kapara for misa, how do we know? He says, the Torah says, you only pay kaifer v'hu ad bebalav. If the bailam are warned in bez, then that the animals are moving. Now think about it. Let's say you have a man who saw with his own eyes, he saw his behemoth be mazik three times. There were no aiding. But he saw his behemoth be mazik three times. He knows. And now, the fourth time, he kills someone. Alts chayamisa b'day shamayim, his responsibilities. What's the difference if huad b'balav, or lot huad b'balav in bezd? Enaf gemina. Why do you need Edim should warn him? If you worry Klapishmaya Galia, the fact that he's irresponsible, he's just as irresponsible. If you see your animal kill three, even kick three people, you're responsible to watch your animal. Yet, you're part of from Kaifer. Kaifer needs the same rules of a Huad Babaylov that Muad for Nezika needs. It needs that you should go to Bezdin, and one the bezer should warn the owner three times, and then it's mazik. Why? If kaifer is kapara, in Shemayim, you should need a kapara as long as he knew that this is a dangerous animal. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. The Torah is megala to us that these halachis, the halachis of dine kaifer, go with the regular rules of dine muad, of dine moment of muad. Even though it's taka kapara for misa, it goes with those rules. V'chein, he says, in many cases in this Masechta, give you an example, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Ashar shel shutfim is pata from kaifer. If Ashar shel shutfim is mazik, so there's a p'tur kaifer, you don't punish two people with kaifer. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, we find other places where it's an issue of kapara. If two people are mechal Shabbos together, at least in certain cases, if they're mechal Shabbos together, they each bring a karmah chalmas. Because they need a kapara. If they're mechal Shabbos together, in the oifin, they have considered chal Shabbos. We know, shnaim shasu, if it's zei yachol v'zei yachol, it's not chal Shabbos. But let's say two people carry out something together, zei yachol v'zei yachol. that do one melacha together. So the, each one was b'chal Shabbos. We don't say chatos echad amar rachmano v'loy shtei chatos. We say no, each one needs a kaparis b'chal Shabbos. You need a carbon. So why by kaifer don't we say the same thing? That each one needs a kapara. Why by kaifer we say kaifer echad v'loy shtei kaifer? Why? If it's not kapara, we don't say such a thing. It doesn't go to with the rules of Ben Adam Lamakim. It doesn't go to with the rules of Kapara. It goes Lamaisa with the rules of Dine Maminis. It goes with the rules of Dine Maminis. So by Shutvim, there's a Ptor, Kaifer Echad, Velay Shnei. It brings a Raya also from something we had on Daf Nun Gimel. We had Nogach v'achakach Higdish. If somebody was Magdish's animal after the Negicha, that he has a Ptor. The Rishash there says that who had him a Kaifer? He brings a Raya, like the Mandiyama, that if your Shar is Nageach and you Magdish the Shar, you don't have to pay. Who had him by Kaifer? So Gerub Shalom Zalman says, what's a Sara? If a man's animal was Nageach, killed someone, he needs a kapara. If he's Magdish is Behema, how does that help him? He says, right, if you hold Noga Facha Kachigdish and Dina Nizikin is a Ptor, so then it's a Ptor in Dina Kaifer too. Because Dina Kaifer go to with Dina Mamin, just like by Finyan Aben, and the Melod has the same Dina. So he brings a raya again from Vahud Bebalov that you need Haida, from Shosha Shutfim, from Nogafach Kachigdish, three rayas. He brings a fourth raya from there's a Rajman, Daf Mem, who questions what's the din? Do you take a mashkin from someone if he refuses to pay kaifer? So the Rajman's lashon is memashkinin. You do take a mashkin for a person from Kaifer, memashkin in Kishar and Nizik in the Alma. Like every other mazik, you take a mashkin if he doesn't want to pay. Kaifer, memashkin in Kishar and Nizik in the Alma. Look, Rabshon Mazama, what do you mean? We pass in Kufra Kapara. It's a separate shayla. For Kaparas, do you take, when someone needs a Kapara, do you take a mashkin? You don't take a mashkin. What does it do? Kishar and Nizik in the Alma. To Shailen, Karbonis, whether you take a mashkin to force a person to bring a carbon. What does that have to do with Kishar Nizik and the Alma? So Vaita, he says, because Dine Momin of Kaifer are the same as Dine Momin of Nizikin. Even though in the Yisaira Dover, it's different. And in Megillah, he says that's Pshat and Taisus. Taisus says that Hilchas Kaifer are included. If you pay Chatzi Kaifer, it's included in the Mishnah that says Tam Shalom Chatzi Nezek. Kasha was, how is it included? Kaifer is different. But the Teretz is, no, Kaifer goes through a Dine Mamin. So Tosfos says, if the Kasha should say another chilik between Mu'ud and Tam, that one place Kaifer Shalom and one place Chatzi Kaifer, and for Tosfos that's included in the Mishnah.
Dine Mamin, which is not the
Chatzi,
it shouldn't be
Chatzi
anything.
Chatzi
that's by
Kaifer. Chatzi, well, by the Mamin of a Mu'ud, there's a din of Chatzi. Knas is also Dine Mamin. By Knas, we also say you might say for the Avarai. Right? It's not like when I'm saying Dine Mamin, I don't mean Dine Mamin Lafuka Knas. I mean Dine Chayshim Mishpat. It's including the Chayshim Mishpat rules, which apply Sai to Mamun, which is a Mamin, and Mamun, which is a Knas. So this is his, he has a longer Arichas on this, but this is his basic side. We didn't really have much about Kaifer in the Perek yet, but this is his Klal. Lagavi the halachas of kufr kapara. Okay. Let's see the second tashma. It's again going to be a raya that paganiska's mamin tashma. Hey, mis shayri as pliny, a shayri shal pliny. How's that mishanam apiyatsa? My love, betam. We see my debeknasis chayiv. Because it says, if you say, Hey, Mishari is plain, Yashar Shah plain, Yachayim. Well, like the Mu'id. Mu'id is not a Knas. Mu'id, you pay Al Piyatzman. In fact, the Gemara, Aval Tam Mai, Achenami, Hey, Mishari, Al Piyatzman. Is that true? Yehachi adatani sefer. Heimishayriyas avdei shalplayni. Heimishalam api atzmai. Why are you making a chilek? If it's avdei shalplayni or not, make a chilek. Let's see the day. That when it's mazik, even shayri shalplayni. V'medvar morim v'mu'ed avatamein heimishalam api atzmai. So it's a good kasha. But the Gemara answers, kula b'mo'ed kamayri. Yana Braisa wanted to be talking about mu'ed and period, which is teretz. Okay. Tashma, third Tashma, again a raya that it's mamon. Zaklal. Kala mishalim yaisa amasha hizak any mishalim al piyatzmai. Anybody who pays more than he did damage does not pay al piyatzmai. My laugh, apachta masha hizak mishalim. If you pay less than you are mazik, you do pay al piyatzmai. Why do you pay al piyatzmai? It's a knas, maidav knas is potter. Zaraya, that maidav knas is chayiv. You pay al piyatzmai. I'm not sure just what the Gemara holds at this point. If you mazik a shor that's worth, an evet that's worth more than 30 shkalim, right? 30 zuz. You pay, if you're mazik and evet, you pay 30 zuz, shleshim shel evet. Why is the debit worth more than the knas is pachas mimasha hizik? I'm not sure how this Gemara would learn. How would the Gemara learn up such a case? Right, the Gemara is saying all knasas are more than your hizik. Shleshim shel evet, you can have echetim, so where it's less. So I don't know how the Gemara would deal with it. It's a little hard to imagine that an evet is not worth Shleshim and Shleshim dinarim. The dinner is how many prutas? Anybody remember? Dinner is 192 prutas, which is, even if a pruta is a penny, it's less than a penny. So say it's $2. So it's hard to imagine that is not worth $60. Even Chazal had much lower. But it appears that typically an evet was worth less. But yes, imagine there are cases where it's worth more. I don't know what the Gemara would have held at this point. Maybe the Gemara would have held in Achinam. I don't know. If it's less, then it's mamon. If it's more, it's knas. No? Okay, at any rate, the Gemara says no. Eloi, ha-kamasha hizik mishalom. If it's equal, okay, it's the same question. Why is it the evidence is exactly equal? What did the Gemara hold? Then you do pay off the atzmai. Abba pachis mai. Hachanami delay mishalom. If the amount you're paying is less than the hezek, so maida b'knas is potter, is that true? If so, yihachi adetani zakwa kolam mishalom yaisal mashizek ena mishalom. Apiatzmai, listen to Zaklal. Kol Sheinah Mishalim Kemoshe Hizik. Let it say, without any bigger arichas in the Lashon. Anybody who's not paying exactly what he was mazik, the Hainu, the Mashma, Pachas Umashma Yaisit. Why does it say that if it doesn't say it? Vice says if it's less, and you're mighty achayiv, which means Paganiska B'Milayna, Tiyofta. It's a proof.
Yes, so, exactly. It's still going to be class.
By Evan. Why? According to the Maskana, I mean, the Gemara is going to say now.
Right.
So let's see the Lashon of the Gemara and the Maskana. Tiyufta v'hilchasa paganisa knasa. Frank Gemara, tiyufta v'hilchasa. If you slug up this mandiyama, how could the halacha be? That way, I put the Gemara in. Tamam, I have a tiyufta mishon le ketani kamasha hizik. It didn't say kamasha hizik. It couldn't say it. Like psikale. So it had to say Yaisim Masha Hizik. And it could be it's true about Pachas and Masha Hizik as well. And what about Kamasha Hizik? Kamasha Hizik is not so clear. Right? Because there's still.
Right?
So can't say it has to say
the rule, which is in all cases. So the rule of Yaiser is in all cases. So why couldn't it say Kimwasha Hizik?
It could say.
It can't say Kol Shalom Mishalom Kamasha Hizik. Then you think Tzrayus is also excluded. So it has to say Kol Mishalom Yaiser. So it's not a Kiyofta. So who are Deim to Eved? Okay. So couldn't say because it couldn't say any other Lashon because of Tzrayus. Okay. Alright, just there is a Raivitz Shita which the Rashba brings and Daflame Gimel, the Meiri brings here, that there is one fundamental difference between a Knas that's Yosef Mimash Hezek and a Knas that's Pachas Mimash Hezek. That any Knas that's Yosef Mimash Hezek, there's no chiyuv to pay Lotis Yidei Shemayim if Bezin didn't paskin. And Knas that Pachas Yimashe Hizik, he says, there is a chiyuv to do Lotis Yidei Shemayim, because Lamaisi, it caused the other person to have sin. So if it's Pachas Yimashe Hizik, you should pay the Knas Lotis Yidei Shemayim, the Ravid Shita. So Chiddush, we'll talk tomorrow about Tfisa. Magamisha says the light derived tefisa would help. Even if Yal tefisa doesn't help for knasis, doesn't even if Yal doesn't help for kefil and alvehay and mafata and mitzishamra, but for this it would help. That's the derived shita. That pachas is different. Mestama, we don't pass like derived. The broad is a derived shita. Mestama said that's yachid. The Rashi and Daflam Gimel is mafat fake on the derived. So these are three rayas, and this is the Gemara's maskana. We pass the Paganiska Knossa. The Gemara now brings a new case. Hashadomer Paganiska Knossa. Haikalba Dachla Imri, the Shunra Dachla Tanagaila. A dog to eat meat is very normal. But for a dog to attack a living shar is abnormal. So a dog, the Achal Imri, that ate meat, that killed a live sheep and ate it, is Mishunah. Mishunah Dachar Tanagayla, or a cat that ate a rooster, it appears it's also Mishunah. Mishunah, Lai Magvina Bababel, it's Knas, Lai Magvina Bababel, and since Paganis and Knas, Lai Magvina. If it's a small calf, a small lamb, or a small chicken, a rooster, so then the cat would eat it, would attack it when it's alive. But if they're big, they're full grown, then it's not normal. That's what the Gemara here says. So I mentioned this Gemara to you on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, or Dalet Amud Aleph, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Because there's a machlekes rishayim here on taich in this gemara, kalba da'achle imri. Now the case is not there's no machlekes. The din is a machlekes. Kalba da'achle imra. If a dog eats a lamb, it attacks a live lamb. Let's say the lamb is worth $500, and the dog attacks it, it kills it, and then it eats its meat. It eats the meat. Let's say, just to make it simple, eats the whole lamb, eats the whole thing. Does the dog's owner pay chatzi nezek, keren, it's mishona, pay $250, which is pash pshat in the Gemara? Well, maybe not. Maybe the dog's owner should have to say the following. Let's say, the dog killed the calf, killed the lamb. How much is it worth dead? Let's say it was worth 500. It killed it, now it's worth 300. So 300 for meat and the dog food. Then the dog ate the $300 worth of lamb meat. You could argue, and the Rush says, that in such a case, you have to split it. On killing a living lamb, it's mishunah, it's karen. So on the $200 p'chisa from 500 to 300, he pays 100. Afterwards, the dog ate it, that's shame. Afterwards, there were lamb chops on the ground. The dead lamb, it's very normal for a dog to eat. So the 300, he should pay the whole 300. So the rush time is that the tashlumin should be the full tashlumin. And it's a nafkamina in a case in the second parak. Now you'll have to understand the dinyan to the other case. You know what? Take a look at the rush. The rush is not here on Daf Tezvav. The rush is in Perik Beis, Simin Gimel. Let's see it inside, and hopefully when we get there, in the second parak, we'll see it again. It will. It's the rush is simple. Teaching it is pretty simple. The comparison to the Gemara in the second parak needs a little bit of a iyun and a havana. Gemara there in the second parak, the first Gemara is simple. Ochlok susay kelim. If an animal eats clothing, not talking about a goat, we're talking about a dog. If a dog eats susay kelim, v'shalom chatzi nezek. Why? Why? Because it's mishav. Koshali. Break the rush akasha. Why does the Gemara say ochlok susay kelim? You pay chatzi nezek. Amai lo ketani ochla behema. Why doesn't it say a bigger revusa? That if it eats an animal, mashen dakalecho, which is abnormal. They're going kelev sha'achal imra, rav ravi. A dog that ate a big sheep, or shunra da'achal tanagayli, dav revusa tfei, dav gav dechila gemura, hi v'yeshan ala zeke, mishal mechatzi nezek. This is the Rosh's kasha. Why is the Gemara there say Achlok Susay Kalim? It's a tam. It pays Chatzin Nezek. It's Mishana. If it ate Susay Kalim, it has no real Hanah of Achil. Tell me, so it's Zicha Chatzin Nezek. Tell me a bigger Chiddush. Tell me a Chiddush that if it ate an animal, if it ate a live lamb or a live rooster, that it also pays Chatzin Nezek. So look at the Rosh's Teretz. First he has the second Kash. Leel Perakamet after Zom Mebeis. Tani, it says five things. Behemei moedes, like ligach, like ligif, like lishif, like libris, like libat, five things. Amalek tani shishotamin. Blistiye moedes lecho. Let it say that it's also not a mood to eat the living animal. Mashayin darka lecho, whatever's abnormal. So, frek the rush, why doesn't it say it there as well? You see what he's saying? It's only going on what the Misa made it go down in value, let's say from 500 to 300. That, and in Eretz Yisrael also, it's only Chatzin Nezek. But the Meir Nevela, with the animal afterwards ate in the Vela, Mishalim. Then if it ate in the Chatzah HaNizik, like every Shein, it pays from Bishul Sarabim. With Shein is Potter, you pay Mashinahana. Dachila Lehava Shinoi. The Dakum Lechol Kol Nevelis. It's normal for our dogs to eat Nevela. After Lashol Beim is Gedailis. Vahai Dekomer HaKalba Da'achla. If so, why is it Kalba Da'achla Shunra? Kalba Da'achla Imra? Let it say Kalba Da'harga Imri. If you say Dakar Loham is Ella Latsarach Achila. And here, now what's this Tolian, this rush? What's a Shaila Tolian? An animal, a dog goes out, kills a live lamb, and eats the meat. If you like a Gemara Pashup Shat, you pay Chatzin Ezek on the whole thing. It's up to Rush, no, split it in half. Killing the animals, Meshuddin. Eating it afterwards is orche. So I'm killing the animal as it in Karen. I'm eating it afterwards as it in Shay. What's the chiddush in that rush? The rush seems to be pashut. What's the chiddush in this rush? What's the chiddush? The first half obviously is not the chiddush. You pay chatzin as I'm killing the imra, that's pashut. But what's the chiddush that eating the meat is nezek shalim? It's shame. Which is rabbis potter, which is a nezek shalim. Chiddush is that. What's the nekudas hachiddush?
Well,
the Chayyim is right. The second half is not Mishonah.
It came about through Mishonah.
That's the chiddush of this rush. With other Rishonim, we see argue. The rush is neither is. If you get into a circumstance through Mishonah, but once you're in that circumstance, it's normal. Is that Karen? Is that Mishonah because you got into it in the first place? Or is that Shane because it's, once you're there, it's normal. Once you're in that position, it's normal. Getting into the position is abnormal. But being in that position, once you're there, it's normal. For a chicken to stick its head into a bottle and get its head stuck in a bottle is abnormal. But once the chicken has its head in the bottle, for it to scream, the stomach is normal, no? So how do you down a chicken that gets its head stuck in the barrel? So for sticking, how much did the barrel get worth less because it stuck its head in? Nothing. No, a chicken sticks its head in a bottle. The bottle's not worth any less. Then the chicken screamed and broke the bottle. So it's regular and a shame. It's regular. It's normal for it. Once its head is in the bottle, it's normal to scream. To get its head into the bottle is Mishonah.
There's nothing
here,
man. Mishonah.
In which case? Naflagina. Naflagina, if it fell into a gina, which is not normal, if it falls on the way down, it's carry. Don't is an imus, actually.
Well,
you paid him a shenanigans.
You made a mashenanigans, not for the.
So you potter on the hezek.
Hezek you potter, but you chayv on the hanos. So you're the same thing, you chayv on the hanos. It's a new mice afterwards. You eat the meat afterwards, chayv on the hanos.
It depends on his rishus. If it's rishus, no, he's saying rishus and nizik, you can pay the whole thing. He said rishus around, you pay that. No, rishus and nizik, you pay the whole thing. That's what it says in Rush. So you're asking cash on the Rush then. We have to put two and two together. Hold on. Well, we're saying here that if you, the Rush is saying, and he says in the next few words that's his guideline by Oiz Dalin of the Kabbalah Sound. He says Afa gab the tchila sahezek hayeshinoi. He says clearly that's a svara. The svara is if you get into something in a mishonadik way, and then what happens is normal. I think we spoke about this because we were talking about whether Dafkin Lamed Aleph, whether it's normal for an animal to, it says Tinfa Peiris there. Rashi went Tinfa Peiris, is shame the animal rolled in Peiris. It felt cool. The Taisus said Tinfa Peiris, the way we understood Taisus said it means there was Matal Glolim on Peiris. So we discussed then whether that's Shane or Karen. Not normal for an animal to be Matal Glolim on Peiris. And we understood the shayla there was the same shayla. It's not normal for an animal to be standing over Paris in just that position. But if an animal is in that position, when it has to be matal glolim, it couldn't care less. The hamas don't care where they're matal. So once it's in the position, it's very normal. Being in the position is taka not normal. That's our nidain. Whether such a case, the Rosh Hashita is that if being in the position is abnormal, but the hezek itself, you have to pay for. So what you're asking is, the Gemara says later, Nafl Min Agag is not normal. So it says, Nafl Min Agag, the Bailam are Einsim.
And yet, when it's mazik, you put them in a hezek. You only pay mashenenis. You always have to pay, even when you put. But dear be'etzim, you put. So it should be a raya, even though once it's in the garden, it's normal for it to eat. It should be a raya.
That would also be right to rest before the second half of the rush.
What?
Then, two spars. Even you say that you can't cut the whole thing even afterwards.
The rush was only pay chatzi on the first half, and you pay the full on the rest.
That'll be right.
No, but there's fakir. There you put her on the rest.
No, you chayiv on the mashenenis.
But mashenenis is not called chayiv. Mashenenis is the minimum. Even when you put her, zishenis put which is a rabbi, still pays mashenenis because he was the head.
You put her, for example, what you damage, which you would be purely chatzi.
Chayiv mashenenis means that you, if he ate. Grapes, when you b'shal meshenahenis, it means you pay what the owner saved the Dmei Sayrin. It doesn't mean you pay for it. It means you pay the Dmei Sayrin. It means you pay the potter and the hezek. But there's a reason for it there, because the reason is potter is a reinus on the hezek, which we're going to see in a second. Because the Rush brings a similar case. The Gemara says that stam dalsa is chature sein etzel klavim. So I say, Meres Tam Dalsis Chatur Sein Etzel Kelev. Gemara says in a few places, in the second parak, and I think in Akainis also, Tam Dalsis Chatur Sein Etzel Kelev. That dogs can get out when they want. What is the Gemara saying? Let's say Tam Dalsis are not Chaturis. What would be different? So Rashi there says that the case is you lock a dog in a room, he digs his way out of the room and he went and he ate a harara, he ate bread. If you say stam das is chature sein etzel klavim, that means that it's not mishona, it dug its way out and ate, then you pay nezek shalom on the bread. If you hold stam chature das is einam chature, that it's not normal for dogs to dig their way out, then you pay chatzi nezek on the bread, because it's not normal for the dog to dig its way out. So the Gemara says, Zaisei Meres, it's saying, since the halacha is that you pay nezek shalem on the bread, Zaisei Meres, this is a proof, stam dalsa is chatur is saying, etzel akela. The Rush says, 1 minute. That case, the Chayrish fair and the Rush. Because there, even if stam dalsais anachaturais, let's say it's abnormal for the animal to dig its way out. But you're not being mechayivim for digging his way out. You're being mechayivim for eating the other person's charara. Eating the charara is normal. So the Rashi asks on himself, what shat stam dalsais? So I say meres, stam dalsais chaturais and etzel klavim. What do you mean stam dalsais? It's even if stam dalsis anachaturais, you still have to pay nezek shalim because of the fact that the actual eating is orche, the actual eating is normal. So the Rush argues, so what's Shad and Akamara? Why if Stam Dalsi Sena Chaturis, why would it be different? So the Rush answers, because over there, if Stam Dalsi Sena Chaturis, you're potter for a different reason. You're potter because you're an oinus. We have our klal, that Adam Ud Loilam is only our Adam Amazik. Momin Amazik is a potter oinus. So the Rush learns Shad and Yen and Gemara, not like Rashi. Rashi learns Stam Dalsi Chaturis. Because otherwise, if the dog digs its way out and it eats a charara, it pays chati nezek. The Rosh says, no, eating the charara is normal. If it gets chayiv, you chayiv nezek sholeim. Gemara only means, stam dalsis is chaturais, because if it wouldn't be chaturais, then the owner would be an einus. He put the dog in a good place. And since he put it in the proper place, the owner would be an einus. And he'd have a p'tor, which is also an answer your thing. That if an animal falls off a roof into a gina, and then it eats. Why, like the Rush, don't you pay nezek shalim? teretz will be the probably the same teretz, because the owner is an onus, since it's not the derech of the animal from the roof to fall into the gemah. So the animal is an onus, and he's an onus, that's why he has a patur. But akoponim, this is the Rosh's klal, that something which starts mishunah and ends non-mishunah, even though Rashi seems to say that the whole thing has a din of mishunah all the way through, but the Rosh in Perek Beis says not like that, says that even if it starts mishunah, but what it does, that's orchei, is already considered to be orchei. So if it kills an imra, it's interesting, if the owner is not there and it kills an imra, you'd be putra at the eating of the meat, because the owner would be an onus. You'd expect it to kill an imra. But if the owner's there, and he sees his dog kill the imra and eat the meat, so on the meat, he'd pay nezek shalem, because on eating the meat, it's a typical shame. So this is one rush on this sugya. Tomorrow we're going to finish the Mishnah. We're going to do the rush here on Tfisa. That rush is here on the sugya. And this is the Kolistika rush on Dine Knossos, if Tfisa helps on Kefal or on all types of Dine Knossos. So that's based on this Gemara. And Amit Hashem, tomorrow we'll see that rush.